You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Did you pick this song, Steven?
Ask for our suggestion. I guess I should have said Beyonce, damn it. Hello, that is still all over the place.
One of the 14 Beyonce songs.
Yes.
Yeah, man, Steven, you really let us down with that song.
All right.
Welcome, After Buzzers. I'm Stephanie Bauer, your host, along with my co-host, Courtney Stewart.
Hello, everybody.
Jesse's not here.
I know. It's so upsetting.
He's in Boston. I think I've done one show in the history of AfterBuzz without Jesse.
That's really sad.
Oh, we miss you, boo.
We miss you.
I'm sure he's watching, and I'm sure he watched episode, season 6, episode 7, Savannah. I don't know if that's how you're supposed to say it.
Savannah.
Oh, but Savannah. If you're Kenya Moore, you've never heard of Savannah.
Kenya Moore is an idiot.
How have you not heard of Savannah?
Oh, she's an idiot. She's like, I'm a city girl. Girl, you grew up in Detroit. Shut up. Like, what are you talking about?
You're
a hood girl, maybe. Let me stop. That's mean. Anyway.
Acting like she's from Manhattan or something. I don't know.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's recap. Last week, Portia fainted.
That's not funny.
It's not funny, but it's not funny. Like, I could care less.
Nobody cares.
I don't think that she's lying, but... She tells the story very well. She's like, I was on the third step, and I was holding a glass of water. Nobody was home, and then all of a sudden, I was on the ground. Girl, bye.
Are you sure?
Where are the cameras when all of this dramatic stuff happens with you?
They missed it, because nobody wants to film her, because it's probably boring.
Oh, I really hope something happens with her, because...
Something has to happen with her, because it's not going anywhere right now.
Maybe on the trip, she's going to get in a fight with somebody.
Possibly. There's lots of fighting to be had, apparently,
as
they showed already.
Thank goodness. And then last week, we see Chuck and Monique.
Yes.
Who Nene's known for over 13 years, and clearly they're trying to work her into the show.
Of course.
I think to take someone's position, if I had to guess right now, Portia.
Portia, you better watch your back, girl.
Courtney, she had the most potential going into this season. She was on TMZ.
So much potential. The divorce is final. She has money. She is young as hell. Well, not young as hell, but young compared to the other ladies. She has no children. She could be all around town doing it up, doing it Atlanta style, and she's doing nothing.
And she could have become famous really quick just because she was on all the blogs. If TMZ's writing about you, you know you're doing something right.
No. She didn't know how to capitalize.
Her sister, the manager, isn't doing so well. all right. Also, last week we had Mama June.
Mama Joyce.
I'm thinking of like Honey Boo Boo.
Like a crazy June bug. But
Mama Joyce acting crazy. And I mean, we talked about last week, and we see a little bit more of it this week. No fighting, but... I don't know. I still can't get over that episode.
It was intense.
With the shoes.
That whole thing still could have been solved, in my opinion, if Carmen had just closed her mouth and walked away. I'm not saying Mama Joyce was okay, but word on the street, apparently, as we find out in this episode, even through Phaedra, is that Mama Joyce gets crunk. And obviously, everybody knows that. So just constantly just giving her more fuel to like let her flame burn was not a good plan, Carmen.
I feel like Carmen did walk away, though.
She eventually walked away, but she kept sitting there like, what? You gonna hit me? You gonna hit me? That only incites more violence when crazy people are like, yes, I'm about to beat your ass. Like, you get up and you say, Mama Joyce, I'm grown. I'm not gonna do this. And you walk away. That's why her sister one of the other old ladies of the old lady gang. Yeah. She was like, Carmen, just stop talking. Just stop talking. Because that's the point. When you deal with a crazy person, you don't keep feeding it. Yeah. They just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be able to walk away because I just want to keep seeing it happen. Like, what is this crazy bitch going
to
do?
Pretty funny to watch. Pretty funny to watch, for sure.
Well, the beginning of this episode wasn't as interesting as last, but we start with Nene packing for Savannah. I was just loving seeing inside of her closet.
I was going to say, that closet is doing the most right now. Very, very nice, Miss Nene.
I forget, like, how rich she is.
I mean, well.
For Atlanta. Let's get real here. Atlanta.
She's doing very well.
And Greg's, like, trying on all her stuff. They're so cute, right?
See, that's what's funny, right? So I'm happy that they, like, found their love back together, mm-hmm. and they're married and happy and great. But Greg seems like somebody's granddaddy. Like, I don't get their love. Like, I'm happy for it because they obviously want it and they got back together and they're making, but I just, him sitting there and like trying on her shoes and talking all slow, like, I'm just like, ew, you sleep with that and it's great? Like,
I mean, maybe for a second I'm like, okay, well, maybe they don't sleep together and she just loves them. But then when he's like, oh, let me walk away so you can look at my like, what? I don't get those two at all. You're right. I don't get it either. But,
I got it, like, when they first probably got together, she was young and he was older, but older in that, like, debonair, like, he just kind of has some money and can help her. Like, mm-hmm. I get that energy, but, like, now she seems so vibrant and, like, youthful, and he just looks like somebody's granddaddy.
And you know when he was coming to meet them all for Savannah and giving them out roses? Yeah. When he showed up, like, usually girls are like, oh, my boyfriend's here, like, give him a peck. Yeah. She, like, went in for the kill.
And they do, like, that, like, tongue thing with each other that's gross, and they're like, ew, I don't.
But that's how you could tell it's, like, not fake. Like, she was just smooching him and, yeah, like, really, like, planted
they
it on him.
They definitely love each other and love making love to each other, I guess.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that's, they're in the closet, whatever, clearly just getting ready for Savannah. But then we get to Candy. She shows up at Cynthia's house, which makes sense because we all remember Cynthia going through this. Mm-hmm. I think Cynthia's was a little more real because her family, they were acting stupid, but they were acting sane. And, like, you know, this happens all the time. You have a boyfriend that your mom doesn't like, your fiance, husband. So Cynthia seemed normal and believable. Mm-hmm. Mama Joyce is just crazy.
She's off the chain. And poor little Candy was so upset.
Yeah, so here's where we finally see her upset, and I'm like, girl, finally some emotion. Seriously. I mean, I felt bad for her crying, but I'm like, at least
she had a little emotion when she got, her mom called her out about the ring. Yes. That was really sad, and, like, she looks like she's trying to, like, be strong and deal with it, but, oh, she did the ugly cry.
Oh.
She had the ugly, like, it was not cute.
And then Cynthia was cracking me up. She's like, oh, Lord, I gotta get the tissues. I'll be back. She was crying.
And she comes back with big ass napkins that are like gold. I was like, where's the tissue box?
I love Cynthia. Oh my gosh, I love her. I think it's, you were the one that kind of, like, turned me on more to Cynthia because I could have cared less about her last season. I didn't particularly like her. Now I love her.
Yes. And I love how she, like, sits back and watches the crazy all the time, like, on the bus, which we'll get to later. But it's funny because she's like, y'all just a mess.
You remind me of Cynthia a lot. You do. You totally do. You guys kind of talk the same. You look the same.
Oh, you're my always, God. Like, changing I up look your like style. Thank you,
do.
Jesus.
And you're, like, always changing up your style.
We like to keep it special and neat and cool for everybody out there.
Well, she was giving Candy some advice.
Yes. She gave good advice.
She did, too. She was like, because Candy starts talking about the wedding. Yes. She's like, maybe we'll just run away. And that was so sad. It was like
desperation. That was like the saddest part, I think. Like, to think that, like, she's never, ever been married and really wants to get married. And she's obviously one of those people that really wants a wedding. And the fact that she'd be like, I'll just forget about it. I'll just go into it. Like, that sucks.
That sucks. And she's got the money to have a wedding.
The money to have a great wedding. Exactly. She has the money to do it. She has the desire to do it. And all she wants is her family to be, like, excited about it for her. And when she was talking about, she said, I just wanted my man to be, like, coming to the barbecues and laughing and having a good time. Like, oh, I know what that feels like, girl. It's so sad when your family, like, does not get it and seems to not get it in a situation where there's no reason not to.
There's really not, because he's a really likable guy.
He's a very likable guy.
I know I was giving him a hard time, like, a couple episodes ago, but I don't even know where that came from, because he is a nice guy. He's nice. But Cynthia was like, girl, it doesn't matter. The problem's still going to be there. Whether you have the wedding or not, you might, like, shock some people by go off and getting married, just the two of you. But problem's still going to be there.
That's true.
And Cynthia says, talk to your mom. If you don't check your mom, you're going to lose Todd.
She says, you got to fight for this. So
she's right, though.
Because it's, I mean, we've said constantly back and forth, like, oh, Todd didn't say enough to Miss Mama Joyce. And both, no, Candy has to do it. She has to fix it.
Yeah, because, I mean, a guy can only do so much, exactly. You know, like, before that, it's just, like, weird and awkward. So then we see Phaedra, and now we know that Mama Joyce is going to go see her. But first we just see Phaedra.
That baby boy.
Phaedra's FaceTiming, and all I could think the whole time is like, yeah, you better FaceTime, because he could be all like Lamar Odom lying, saying he's in like Houston when he's in like San Diego sleeping with some girls. Like, if I had Apollo as a husband, I'd be FaceTiming too. I'd have the extra Wi-Fi plan on my cell phone.
Oh my God.
So I can do it anywhere, right? Courtney, were you not thinking the same?
No, I don't feel like, I don't think he's a big cheater. Like, I feel like whatever cheating he does is sanctioned by Phaedra, and that's why I'm not, like, weird about it. Like, because I feel like she knows, whatever it is, I feel like they have an arrangement, and
but why would she do that?
I don't know.
That does not vibe with her personality at all.
Well, based on that little book that came out and whatnot about Miss Phaedra and her wild ways, relationship-wise, she's not as conservatively seeming as we are led to believe on the show.
But she still seems like such a powerful woman, and women don't let their...
That's not true. Some women that are powerful think that there is power in unconventional sexuality, doing things that are not necessarily conventionally in a relationship. Like, you're in a relationship with somebody that equally wants to play and do other things like you want to play and do other things, so they experiment and do whatever they do together.
I could see that, and I can also see her just being like too busy, which we have seen, and she's just like, call your girlfriend
right now. Exactly. Especially now with the baby and the toddler and then four different jobs. She's probably like, yeah, just go and talk to that broad, as long as it's the broad that I'm okay with you talking to.
Exactly. And as long as it's not one of my friends or my enemies that I cannot stand and we're fighting with and it's in the news.
Yes. But Apollo seems like even more slow than he has in the past. Like, and I don't know if it's just because he didn't get the whole Kenya thing, and now I feel like he's just a dummy. Like, but even on the phone, he's just like, I'm at work. I'm like,
I'm about to head home.
He just seems, he's less attractive to me now.
Yeah, because y'all all had a thing.
I thought he was all right. I get why people are like into him, but now I'm just like, he's just stupid. Like, he feels stupid.
The backpack turned me off.
That too was an issue.
Girl, that backpack.
Who
I couldn't.
A backpack like that? No.
And it was like, okay, the first time. And then the second time, now it's
all
like
the time.
An extra housewife. Like, it's just there hanging around.
And it's not like stylish. Like, it doesn't work.
Oh, it's like JanSport. Okay, so we see Phaedra with the little son.
Yes.
Is this Mr. President?
No,
or
that was
prince?
Aiden.
This is the little prince?
Is he the prince? What is
this
he?
This is the prince. The other one's the president. But he was really, really cute. He's like, I don't want a treat.
Yes. She was like, speak to Mama Joyce. You're not going to get your treat. He was like, okay, I want it.
But like, he is the perfect example of how scared everyone is of her. Because I think that's what it is, really. No one's going to tell her what's up.
No, but I can't be mad. It's weird because I feel like I come from that place a little bit. Like, because people didn't cross my grandma. Like, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
And like, and I knew plenty of people with grandmas. Like, my grandma wasn't a scrapper or anything. She wasn't going to fight nobody. But I know plenty of grandmas that would.
Yeah.
And so I just, it's funny to watch Phaedra, though, sort of be almost like stifled. Like, Phaedra never gets like shut up by anybody.
She
and she
did
just was
too.
Like, I guess I'm not going to say anything.
But see, that's why I love Phaedra. Now I see your point more about Carmen, because Phaedra knows when to
exactly.
Shut up.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. I get it a little more now. Because I wrote down, I love the interaction between the two of them, because they're such like Southern. I don't know if Belle's the right word, but they're both like so Southern, and they have kind of the same personality. Like, they're a little wacky. Mama Joyce brings up the prenup. do you think that she should have done this, or was it just Bravo trying to get her to talk about it?
I feel like it was sort of staged for her to talk about it, to bring it up again. But she has a point a little bit. Because, like, last season, I feel like Todd was like, I'll sign whatever. I don't care. Uh-huh. And then this season, and it could have just been because of that interaction. We don't know how it was edited. He was at the table with Mama Joyce acting crazy. So maybe he was just like, I can't say I'm going to sign anything.
Exactly.
Right now.
So, he didn't say no. He said, exactly. I can't say that I'm going to sign anything.
But and that's not saying yes means no in Mama Joyce's mind.
Yeah. But she's, like, attached to that phrase in the manner of which you become accustomed.
Because that's the phrase.
That's the key phrase.
That will change lots of things. Because you can be like, no, I don't need your money. I don't want no, like, you're not writing specifically, upon a divorce in 2 years, I get $1 million. But if that phrase is in there, that you have to be kept in the manner to which you are accustomed, and suddenly Candy's worth $200 million, that could easily mean multiple millions of dollars for him. Just from that. Because the manner to which he's accustomed is $200+ million.
That is insane. I don't see how that's allowed.
I just need to marry rich. That's all I gotta say.
I don't see how that's allowed on, like, any prenup. And why doesn't Portia have that?
Because Cordell was smart. No, I don't know. I mean, I'm not one of those people. I'm not, like, I don't get the whole prenup. Like, I get it to a certain extent. I just don't get, like, why people, like, whatever you had when you came into the relationship, if you're going to do a prenup, like, why can't it just go back to what you had when you came into the relationship? Whatever you make together, then I see splitting. But, like, beyond that, I don't understand why all these prenup details have to be all over the place.
We had a full episode about this. I remember we were in Studio B, and we were, like, sitting there, and you were on the phone, and we literally talked about it the whole episode.
Yeah, because I'm not a fan of them. I do think they're crap.
I think they're setting you up for disaster.
Yeah, like, how do you go into a marriage, like, yeah, in case we get divorced? But I also understand business-wise, because marriage is also a business, so to speak, just because you become liable for everybody's stuff just from getting married.
Here's what I think. When people have separate bank accounts, I think that's kind of smart in a way, because the people that get divorced and they've had separate bank accounts all the time, it's like all along, it's like okay,
that's my money, and unless one bank account is real big and one is that big, then we have a problem.
Oh, and Todd's not working right now, apparently.
No. Partially, though, I think that could be because of Candy.
Yeah, because I can see her being like, no, just hang out at home.
Or just, like, stay here, because she doesn't want him to have to go away. And yes, there's lots of production in Atlanta, but not nearly maybe as much as he could get jobs elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So she probably wants to keep him in the city. And they did that play together that, like, went up in November, apparently.
A play?
They produced a play. She talked about it on Watch What Happens Live, I think, in, like, October. And apparently it actually went up. They did a play in Atlanta, and it was up for a weekend or something, and Todd produced it and did a bunch of stuff. So he's trying to, like, build his world in Atlanta.
Oh, well, good for him.
Go Todd.
But as Mama Joyce referred to him, one of the workers, she acts like he's cleaning the floors.
True, but think about that for a minute. I laughed, of course, like, literally almost fell on the floor when she said that, because she was talking to Phaedra like, all the lawyers you know, and you gonna introduce your friend to one of the workers? And then I stopped for a minute without being like a psycho gold digger, because obviously hearing it from Mama Joyce, we get all like, oh Lord, what is she talking about? But I mean, she kind of has a point, just because in her mind, like, professional jobs versus blue collar type, she sees it very white collar, blue collar. And in her mind, Todd is blue collar. So she's like, Phaedra, you got all these friends that are white collar. You've been a lawyer for years. Like, why would you introduce my daughter to this? Basically, essentially a garbage man versus a, you know, lawyer profession.
But look who she's talking to. Phaedra married some dude that was in jail.
That's why it was ironic.
were you thinking the same thing?
I was sitting there like, think about it for a minute, Mama Joyce. I mean, he was a criminal. But he also was a white-collar employee, apparently, before he went to jail, which is supposedly why he went to jail for, yeah, like, white-collar crimes. So nonetheless, he is still a felon.
But I really like this part, because Phaedra stuck up for him. Mm-hmm. She's like, I like him. I think he's a nice
job, guy. And he makes money.
And she's like, and I thought he was perfect for your daughter. Maybe mm-hmm. Mama Joyce didn't know her daughter too well.
Yes. Or Mama Joyce. I'm sorry. She went off about the big heads.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. But it's so true.
It is true.
It's so
true. But at the same time, it's like, well, don't the, like, small bodies and big heads match? So then they're
together. Cute together.
But I get that she doesn't want them to procreate together.
Oh, they would probably have a really cute little kid.
Oh, very large-headed little child, but that was comical. It was great. Thanks, Mom. I'm sorry. That was a great scene to laugh at multiple times. And then,
but the point, she's like dead serious.
Yeah.
She's like, she serious. Was not joking.
Yeah.
I love her. Yeah. I want her to have like a spinoff. I want to see what goes on in her house.
In her house with her three husbands that apparently she's had.
Oh, I love when
we
Candy
gets to that.
Oh my God, I love that. Yeah, no, I want to know what's going on in her in Candy's old house that she's living in with the old lady gang. The old lady gang.
I think that would be entertaining. And you know, Candy Factory got shut down, or the show.
Uh-huh.
So maybe Mama Joyce is making they a play should, like, for old what, ladies.
What's that show on OWN, The Golden Sisters?
I was just going to say, like The Golden Girls.
Except. Oh my God, that would be so much better, because they are crazy.
I would totally watch and see what the heck is going on.
Oh, I've definitely watched.
For sure.
The end of her conversation is, then I just won't go to the wedding. She's like, I can't support something I just don't feel. Okay, I get it. What do you think?
That's hard, because I don't know. I would like to think, like, in a situation where you don't believe, if you believe in marriage as a spiritual union of sorts, and you don't necessarily feel like that this is legitimately what these people should be doing or are doing or has that spiritual match, maybe it's better that you don't go, because you don't support that, you don't bring that blessing to them, and it's kind of crappy for you to bring your energy of negativity to somebody's day where they're making this connection and you have nothing but energy about cutting that connection. And yes, on the one hand though, I'm like, it's your mom and you want your mom there, but do you want your mom there if she has nothing but ill will for you on that day?
Here, this would be a good question to ask Cynthia, because we could, you know, we could ask her, or Candy could say, do you wish your mom and sister hadn't have been there that day? Would you have been happier, or now would you be like, oh my God, I would have given anything for them to be there, even if they were rude and hateful? Because I feel like you wouldn't remember all that kind of stuff, but you would remember that they weren't there. I don't know. It's hard to say.
I have no idea what I would do or think, but it's interesting, because especially if you know, it's one thing, like, I feel like, well, Cynthia knew. I don't know. It's just, because on that day, I think you always want the people around you, and you invite most people. I mean, obviously, people have big weddings where they invite people they barely know and just have to. But a lot of times, it's people that you want that support what you're doing and that are happy for you and that wish you well. And if you know, not only does she not wish you well, but she, like, would start stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she would do stuff.
Yeah, she would.
To make it not a good day. Here's
where I'm just really mad at Mama Joyce, because, okay, there's no real difference between an adult being like two-faced or, you know, fake than being, that's what being polite is.
Yeah.
That's like almost the definition of polite, is you're nice to people no matter what. Why can't you just go and just keep your trap shut and just be nice and polite?
She could probably keep her trap shut, but she would probably still be making faces.
Yeah.
Or making comments to somebody else. Like,
because I've been to a lot of weddings where I'm just like, they are not gonna last. Like, why am I even here?
Yeah.
It's to the point where I'm like, I'm over even going to weddings, because I feel like none of them are gonna last. But I don't know. There's no talking to Mama Joyce, and Candy eventually tries. Later in the episode, she tries. We'll get to that. But next up is Kenya.
Why is she singing?
Why is she singing? Why is she dancing? Like, I hate that. Like, I hate that.
It's just stupid. It's not even funny.
It's not
cute.
Funny. And she hangs out with the two guys. One of them, like, eggs her on and talks to her and, like, dances with her. And the other one doesn't. I think the one today was the one that doesn't. Like, oh, my God. Like, what are you doing?
Okay, Kenya.
And then she starts talking in that southern accent. She's like, if a girl knows, you got to bring a ball gown. Like, what? Nobody knows that.
Nobody cares what you're saying.
And then, yeah, the stupid singing and dancing. And then she starts talking about Phaedra.
And taking major digs at Phaedra.
She's like, I can't trust her as far as I could throw her. Okay,
which
I get
isn't
that.
Very far, because it's 200 plus 200 pounds. Come on.
She had a lot of little lines this episode.
Yes, I mean, she did.
She doesn't care who's going to end up watching this show.
I just, oh, Kenya. Like, Kenya, okay, we get, like, we enjoyed her last season because she brought some crazy and it was making it entertaining. But, like, these little childish, like, comments about Phaedra's weight, and I don't know, maybe I'm just really sensitive. I haven't had any children myself, but, like, I just think it's so rude to talk about a woman's body that just had a baby. It's bad enough, period, but, like, a woman that just gave birth to a human being thing of weight proportion out of her body, shut the hell up.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even really think about that, but that's true.
And it just makes Kenya look really just gross to me. Like, and like I said, like, last season, I didn't think she was a great human being or anything. I thought she was nuts, but she was entertaining. Now it just seems petty and stupid, and, like, why are you making all these comments about Phaedra's weight and how she looks? Like, you're a 42-year-old woman. Like, be grown. That just seems very, like, I'm 13 and I'm in the schoolyard and making jokes at the chubby girl in class.
Yeah, they're not clever. They're not anything. They're not funny.
It's not funny at all.
I mean, when Nene gets a dig in at someone, sure, she's perfected the art of it, but, like, Kenya's not even close.
Yeah, but Kenya, I mean, obviously she had probably some one-liners last season that I just can't remember right now, but it just seems like there's this focus on Phaedra and how unattractive and fat and horrible Phaedra. Like, just come up with something else. Like,
you know what it could be? If she really did try to get with Apollo and he kind of shut her down, and so now she's just taking it out on Phaedra.
That's what it appears to, and that's what makes her look even more immature and stupid and unenjoyable.
Speaking of Portia.
Stupid and immature.
Portia going shopping. Oh my God, what is with this girl? Okay. So she goes shopping with her sister. I'm like, oh, whatever. She's going to go get, like, a tank top from H&M for Savannah.
Go to Nordstrom's, something like that.
Yeah. No, she goes to the, I don't even know, what was that store?
It's called Gregory's.
Is that, like, an Atlanta thing?
I don't know about Gregory's, but apparently it is. I will, all of our fans out there, let us know. Have you guys been to Gregory's? I didn't know anything about it. I'd never heard of it.
$7,000 shoes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Start with the shoes. Just start from there.
Okay, don't get me wrong.
They looked good. They looked good.
To the core, right here, y'all. Okay?
And they looked really good.
And they
right?
looked great. And she's one of those people that I hate because she has calves that are, like, small that look, but, like, not so small that she looks bony. And they, like, the gladiator up to her knee is just amazing. Why the hell is she trying on $7,000? Why is she even in a store that has $7,000 shoes?
I went to the store the other day and tried on a dress, and I was, like, in love with it. And the lady told me it was $400. I was, like, taking it off. And so I was like, why would you even let me try this on? I, like, genuinely got mad at her because it's a girl that I shop from all the time. I was like, why would you let me try that on? You knew that I didn't know it was $400.
You know that ain't in my budget?
Yeah.
It's
come on.
It's not in my budget. And Portia, this is another one of those, like, who is, I was watching The Housewives of Beverly Hills and they were talking about, like, Lisa, like, the whole thing is coming out with Lisa and Brandy that, like, Lisa's, like, teaching her how to plot, basically, and, like, how to do certain things to sort of stay in the show, stay interesting, but, like, not reveal too much, like, that kind of thing. Positioning, I guess, on the show. And I feel like Portia is failing in her positioning on this show in so many ways. I'm like, you have nothing. Like, you are living with your mama. You kicked your mama out of her bedroom so you could have a big closet. And the next thing we see you doing is shopping for $7,000 shoes when you won't even buy your own apartment. If you can afford $7,000 shoes, you should own your own home.
That, and I really feel like no one thought from the beginning that she was going to buy the $7,000. $3,000 shoes would have annoyed us enough, and she still would have, like, bought them and whatever, but we knew she wasn't going to buy the $7,000 ones. Come on now. And then I love how at the end she's like, so I decided I'll just buy one instead of two.
I'll just buy one instead of two.
Yeah, no
so
kidding.
I'll spend $3,000 instead of $10,000. Yeah.
Here's what I hate about Portia and it hit me all of a sudden. So they're walking in the store and she's just like, I was financially taken care of. This is what I used to do. And then when she's trying them on, she's like, I mean, we used to just, she heard her sister like, remember when we used to just rack up the bills and then he would call in his credit card information? Bitch, which is it? Because every other episode you're complaining about how he gave you an allowance and you didn't have $20.
Yeah.
This is why I don't like her, because it's different stories based on the situation she's in. Now she's in the store and it's like, oh, I can get everything I wanted, or I used to be able to. But when she's at home crying with her mom and in front of her friends at lunch last week, it's, I didn't have any money. I couldn't even go to the grocery store to get anything because I had no money. Which is it?
I think she is obviously speaking to how it just makes her seem... not seem. She exists as, I don't want to call her dumb, but it's pretty dumb.
She's
like,
dumb.
Yes, I can go shopping and he's calling in the credit card. You don't have a credit card in your name. And it's fine when I'm shopping because it's cute that my man's buying me $7,000 shoes and I can just be like, oh, you go ahead and get that for me. But it's not cute when you need to go buy tampons and you don't have a job and a bank account and a debit card in your own name. So you can't buy your own tampons unless daddy / boyfriend / husband / whatever the hell he was to you gave you $20 to go to the store.
Beard.
So she was living... And she doesn't, it's almost like she doesn't even recognize the duality of that being a problem. Like, you were cool with it when you buying expensive shoes,
yeah.
But then you have a problem with it. Cause he was behaving the same. He didn't give you any money. He didn't do anything different. And you weren't okay with it when you really needed it. And the fact that you don't recognize that need when you only need the tampons is the same as you buying these shoes, then you don't get it, girl.
Aw, I blame her mom. Her mom needs to, like, step
in. I blame her mom a little bit, but she's 32 years old. If she were, like, 19, 20, I'd be like, okay, but you're 32.
But she was just, like, passed off onto him.
She was passed off, and her mom was probably like, thank you, Jesus. Somebody else can pay for this for now. But it's sort of, there's that whole argument about, what is it, affluenza?
What?
People that are, there's a kid that, like, unfortunately, in Texas, killed four people in, like, a driving, he was intoxicated and killed, like, four people.
Yeah.
And he got off, and he's supposed to be in some, like, rehab facility in Newport Beach for a year, and he didn't get any jail time. And everybody's, like, furious, like, that makes no sense. He killed four people. But the argument of the psychiatrist was that he has a form of affluenza, which is he was never taught right from wrong because he was so... rich growing up, so nobody ever forced him to, like, figure out things for himself, and so that's what I believe Portia's trying to argue. she doesn't know any better because nobody made her know any better.
Yeah,
but you're not blind. You see what happens in the world around you. Just because it's not you specifically that has to pay your rent, you know, people pay rent.
Exactly.
You know that if you need somewhere to live, that there's rent involved.
Yeah,
so
and her sister seems pretty with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she's only half-sister, but...
Same mom? Or different?
It's a different mom, so there
Which,
you go.
Which, that's an interesting relationship, too, because she talks about her mom a lot. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Candy and her mom. Now is when they sit down and finally talk, and she's just like, my mom is negative about everything. She's like, everything in my life, not just Todd right now. Okay. Mama Joyce feels like she takes sides.
Yes, she feels like Candy picks people over her.
I mean, did you think she took a side at the wedding?
I don't think Candy takes sides for anything, and that's part of the problem. She just stands in the middle like a deer in headlights, like, Mama, no. Because she obviously does not like conflict, which is weird, though, because she seems to be fairly aggressive, but I feel like it's one of those, she has a temper and aggression issues, probably like her mom, and she stifled them, so, like, that's why she avoids conflict in general, because she doesn't want that to be brought out of her. But I don't feel like she was picking sides. And then when Mama Joyce said they was joking
with the hair, she's like, we were joking when she starts talking about the hair.
I was done. I was like, girl, you took your shoe off in the middle
like
of a bridal salon. A man had to hold you back. What point was there joking? Like, who, was anybody laughing? Like, they weren't sitting, like, three old ladies on the side, like, cracking jokes and, like, throwing stuff at Carmen. No, she got up in her face and tried to beat her with a shoe.
The old lady gang, not joking.
Mama Joyce, that was not a joke.
I don't think Candy really took sides, but I think that when you don't stand up for one person, you automatically are taking sides without even realizing it. So I don't know. I mean, she just didn't do anything.
Silence is approval.
Yeah, exactly. But she just says that her mom never owns up to anything. And I definitely think that that's, like, kind of true. Because, like you said, she said I was joking or this
Girl,
or
you
that.
Were not.
Yeah, she definitely was not joking. And then she says that Carmen was disrespecting her.
I don't disagree with that.
You think that that's what started it?
I don't think that's what started it, but I do think that there was a level of disrespect from Carmen, only because it's just one of those things to me, and it could be wrong for the rest of the world, but your elders are your elders, and they will do dumb stuff. They have bad, like, I had a racist grandma that said some racist things, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, or said some cruel things, and like, you can check them to a certain level, but they're going to be who they're going to be. Mm-hmm. They old, they, you love them who they are. You don't push stuff, especially like in that situation.
Yeah.
Like, you just back up. You, no matter what, you're always a child to your parents.
Yeah.
Period, point blank. You can be as grown as you want to, whatever. And you can go live your life and live your life outside of it. But like in my mom's house, some things will never happen or ever be said.
Oh, yeah, I'm going home in a couple days.
Exactly.
And it's like, back to being a kid again.
Exactly. You feel like a kid sometimes when you're not, because you can't, you don't talk like you would with your friends. And like, that's just how it is. So I feel like, and obviously she knows, Carmen knew Mama Joyce is off the chain because they've talked about it. She said it. Like, she said it in the past. So she knew that that was just instigating it. She let her own feelings, she was in her own feelings. And was like, I'm tired of y'all saying this, and so I'm going to stand here and do that. You ain't going to stand up to Mama Joyce. If it's a lie, you know it's a lie. Walk away.
Yeah.
You know it's a lie. You know she's full of crap and just causing trouble like she obviously has done multiple times in the past. So I just think she, like, the old lady was like, girl, just stop talking. She, that was the point where she disrespected her because she didn't shut it down.
Yeah.
When she could have.
Then they kind of, like, end it. She's just like, all right, if Todd makes you happy, I'm happy. Bullshit.
Yeah.
And whatever happens, happens.
But then she said she was going to wash her hands of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, and you could see Candy was just like, because that's not what she, that's not what she wants
yeah,
to
hear.
Yeah,
it's not like what she wants to hear.
And that's not the truth. Like, you can't wash your hands of it because you still hold all of this hostility and unpleasantness for Todd. It's not like she's saying, like, I'm washing my hands of the drama part of it and I will work towards being okay with him. Like, I may never love him, whatever. But she just left it. I'm just done. Like, you don't want your mama to be done. Like, you got to come to the house if we have a baby. Like, we want you in our lives. And that sucks because Candy obviously really wants her mom around.
I kind of feel like Mama Joyce was almost saying, okay, I'm done out and about in town trying to start rumors and hear rumors and spread rumors and cause problems. To me, it kind of felt like that. She was saying, like, okay, I'm done making such a big deal about it. You know? Because it is her going out and talking
and
to
talking
people.
And talking people.
You know? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll see what happens there. Now the good part, the Savannah trip. Monique and Kenya meet up. Oh, I'm sorry. Monique and Nene were there. So when Kenya gets there first, when these two met, it was like slow motion. It was like two worlds colliding. Yeah. It was like out in the wilderness, two lionesses. I was like, this cannot be good, right?
Like,
did you get that feeling?
Because Kenya showed up and she thought, I feel like Kenya still wants to be Nene's number one.
Of course.
And she's not the number one anymore.
I feel like that's why she kept not letting the late thing go, is because she was there with Nene. It's going to be the two of them the rest of the trip because they were on time together. But we'll get to that.
And she had some interesting things to say on Wendy Williams today.
Oh, you got to tell us that.
Yes.
So the girls are late. I totally get it. I mean, I would have been annoyed. And the whole way I'm driving here, I was like, 3 minutes late, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like Kenya. I'm like Phaedra. I'm like Candy. Oh my God, Courtney's gonna be so
bad. Girl, three hours late?
I mean, we've seen this before with Nene's party,
remember? But oh my God. I would have lost. I'm glad Nene left and I was like, girl, you better than me, because I would have left. Because apparently Kenya was an hour late, which I didn't realize.
Yeah, because at first they said 11, then they said 10:30.
No, it was 10:30, because they talked about that later on one of the shows. Maybe Watch What Happens, I don't remember. But she was an hour late, and she just happened to be the first one that showed up after Monique. But I was just like, what? Okay, I might have been like 30 minutes sitting there like calm. 45 minutes to an hour, I would have been peaced out.
No, yeah.
Gone.
Especially sitting out there. It's hot there.
It's hot as hell. Okay? And they were on a golf course. And I was quoted as saying once upon a time that golf courses were not made for black folks because it is so freaking... Ain't no trees anywhere on a golf course. You're just out in the sun. And I'm like, I cannot. I would... No.
I hate when people are late anyway, let alone that late.
Who does that? Like...
These girls, like,
regularly, though, how does production even find that okay?
I mean, that's when I start to think that maybe something, like, maybe just they kind of wanted this to start off.
They
the
want it to be a problem, and that's why they, because they know they'll be late, and that's a point of contention, so they allow it. because I can't even.
Because, yeah, the girls are just late. Like, Candy strikes me as a person that's late everywhere she goes. Because she doesn't even realize it, because she was like, it ain't that I was getting ready.
No, okay, then
she stopped to get Chick-fil-A. And isn't Chick-fil-A the same place they went after they missed NeNe's dinner? They missed NeNe's dinner because they were so late and they went to Chick-fil-A.
Where's Chick-fil-A at?
And then Kenya makes this comment. Maybe she should miss a meal.
She is constantly talking about people's weight, and it's not cute. Like, especially when you're the girl that's, I mean, for all intents and purposes, she's in shape and looks good figure-wise. You look like the worst disgusting person ever talking smack about other people's weight. Like, you look awful. And I don't understand why she's supposed to be a girl's girl, like a grown woman who, you know, she didn't get married yet or have the family yet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got your girls around. Like, why are you so intent on dogging these girls out for the way they look?
I think it's just the whole housewives thing, honestly.
It's terrible.
I don't know. Maybe if she wasn't in this situation, she wouldn't be like
that. She wouldn't say that?
I don't know.
Well, that, I don't know. Maybe it just brings out what's really in her. She was a beauty queen. And they are not nice sometimes to each other.
But this is when we really start to see Candy get mad at her. We could start seeing her get a little annoyed. Whatever, I can see both sides. And then NeNe leaves. Why she just all of a sudden left, I think she wanted to, you know her and Phaedra don't get along.
Yeah.
I think she wanted to really make a point. She wanted to leave quickly before Phaedra did get there to make it a huge deal. Because if she had still been there when Phaedra got there, it would have been like, okay, I'm still waiting for you.
For Phaedra.
Yeah. But I think when Candy got there and it was just Phaedra left, she's like, all right, I'm out of here. So Phaedra can get here and I'm already gone. Because, you know, they don't like each other.
That's true. Interesting.
But it's not something that she could say out loud because their feud isn't really known.
And at that point, she's already, like, waited, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
So waiting for Phaedra shouldn't have been that serious. You already waited 2 hours.
Exactly. Yeah. So she couldn't really say anything, but she definitely dipped out on purpose.
Oh,
And then she comes back. I thought that she wasn't even going to go on the trip. I was kind of
confused. Yeah, I thought she wasn't
going
to get on the bus.
Like, wait, what?
Or that she was going to try to go separately on the plane.
And then we get Kenya on the bus. They're like, who died and made her principal of the bus? Even Kenny was like, what are you, the chief of the bus? And Kenya's like, yes, I am. Oh, like, she genuinely thought she ran the bus.
And then she didn't even, like, go. Okay, it would have been cool if she even, like, look, you guys, I know we don't all like each other and we don't all get along all the time, but can we please try a little bit harder to respect each other's time? I was here. I was late. NeNe, I apologize. I think we all owe NeNe an apology, blah, blah, blah. Like, if that's where that went, we would have been great. This host, I don't even want to call. I'm sorry. I use a mean word. This woman gets on the bus talking about, well, I get the best room after NeNe.
Because I was here second.
And then Monique's like, oh, boo, no, I was already here. I could not believe that that's where that conversation went. Like, I thought we were about to have a moment of, like, for real discussion about, like, proper behavior for grown women.
No.
And she starts talking about her damn room.
Like, it's like Girl Scouts.
Like, what?
And then Monique just, like, pipes up. No, I was here first.
No, I was here first. And I'm sorry. Great line from Phaedra when she chimed in. She's like, why is the escapee from Whore Island NeNe's interpreter? I was done.
Yeah, because NeNe was, like, getting annoyed, too, you know?
Exactly.
But see, that's a good example of, like, a clever insult.
Yes. Thank you. Not just calling her a fat. Whatever.
But this is old Kenya. Like, I was glad to see this because this was old, like, delusional Kenya.
Mm-hmm. She was real delusional.
And then Candy, like, her voice cracks. She got so mad, but she's just mad about other
stuff. She's upset in
general. That had nothing to do with that. And that's probably why she was late, because notice that she didn't really give a reason for why she was late.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of hesitated, and then she's like, it wasn't that I was getting ready.
Yeah, she's like, I just got stuff going on.
Yeah.
And she had to get some food. And NeNe, I love you. She said she went home and she prayed.
And then she gathered herself and came back together.
And I can so see that. And that's why I have those moments where I'm like, NeNe, you are me in like 20 years or whatever, how old you are. Because I'm like, that would so be like, I would need to go collect yourself because you're trying to be in control and these women are trying to make you be crazy. Because I would go insane.
Yeah, because they've already got this trip planned. It's not like something you could just be like, you know, F it, I'm out of here, you know?
You just got to sit there and wait. For 3 hours.
And I don't know how they're going to, like, how the bus ride's going to go now. Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Dreadful.
Dreadful. But I can't wait to watch.
I can't wait to watch because, as I said, Miss Kenya Moore was on Wendy Williams today, and she made some interesting comments about NeNe. Obviously, apparently, their relationship is not what it used to be at all, and it's going to unfold over the course of this season, and they basically are not friends at all anymore.
Well, because, yeah, NeNe's smart.
Well, what's interesting is that she called NeNe out, basically, and was like, yeah, last season, NeNe was real busy. She had made it. She was a Hollywood star. She was traveling. She had all these, you know, jobs to do, and now all she is a housewife.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's kind of true. I haven't seen NeNe doing
anything. She's not really doing anything else. And I was like, ooh, that was a little bit of a read, because she all she has right now is the housewives. I mean, I guess she did a little bit on Glee, but that's not consistent and going. So she was like, we're not friends anymore, and NeNe is basically trying to be her blocker. She wants to be the star of the Housewives again because she's there. See, last season she was on her way out, which we actually talked about. Like, yeah. She's probably moving on to the next thing, but she didn't embrace Kenya and apparently was quite not nice to Kenya through this season, which we will see, and I'm excited about. Also, just for those of you guys who care, she said she's not dating a prince. She said, even though she kept saying he was a prince, he is just a businessman running a multi-billion dollar company.
So you were right, because you said that over there they use the term like really loosely.
Well, so yeah, one of our fans actually said that on YouTube, that they use the term loosely. But I think that didn't even apply to what Kenya was doing. Because she changed it up on Wendy, like, no, I just call him my prince. We're like, boo, no, that is not what you communicated.
Exactly, at all. She was about to get like busted for lying, so she's changed her story
because it's funny, because Wendy actually thought that she was dating the richest black woman in the world is actually somewhere in Africa, apparently, and she had made her money in oil and has a bunch of sons, and one of them is a prince, and the rumor was that that was the one that Kenya was dating, but that's not who she's dating. She's dating some random businessman. She calls her prince.
Like Phaedra calls her son prince. It's about as ridiculous as that, right?
Exactly.
And on that note, predictions for next week.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Girl.
Fight.
I mean, what I'm looking forward to in this episode is the Underground Railroad.
Oh my God, Stephanie, I am so upset about that. You have no idea.
It's like the Africa trip all over again.
It's worse than that, and this is why. Okay, because they actually showed a full clip of that on, I think, The View this morning.
Really?
I was watching like morning TV, and I was like, why are they showing the whole clip? Yes, they showed a whole clip, and I was like, wait, the episode didn't even air, but they showed the whole clip, and basically Phaedra and Candy go on to explain to Portia what really, whatever. The reason, though, that it was so disturbing for me is that who Portia Williams actually is.
Right? Isn't her family...
Her grandfather is Jose L. Williams, who was like a major civil rights activist in Atlanta, Georgia. Like, there's no reason, like, culturally speaking, why that would not be a part of her education and her, like... It's baffling. And it's embarrassing. If I was her family, I would be supremely embarrassed. And maybe somehow it was taken out of context. Maybe my boyfriend tried to be the voice of reason. Like, well, maybe she, you know, was thinking, like, about something else. And she just wasn't, like... I don't really see how she can explain that away, but that was a mess. Wherever your mom and your aunts and your family, I would be so embarrassed to have her.
Oh my God.
Like, as a, like, you stand as, like, black rights royalty, basically, and you are, no, you think it was a train, girl?
I remember the first episode where we were introduced to her. It was all, my family is this family that's known in this city, and we're charity, and we're all this. Oh, my gosh.
That's so humiliating.
So that's going to be really fun to talk about. And then they go to Haunted House, boring. And then Phaedra gets in a little fight with someone, and she's like, I have a job and a newborn. I think they're talking about being late again.
Yes, I'm sure.
That excuse kind of annoys me because a lot of women do have jobs and kids and they're still on
time.
You
get up a couple hours earlier because you know all the stuff you have to do.
Yeah.
And it's one thing to be, again, like, you know, 10, 15 minutes late. It's horrible because nobody punctuality is important, but dang, 3 hours?
Yeah, I mean,
that's a total lack of respect for all
I would
the
be
other
like,
people.
I'll meet you guys in Savannah.
Exactly. Be like, go
How
on without
does it even
me.
Take to get
exactly.
to Savannah. They would have been there already.
No, it's like 5 hours. I have tragic memories of driving to Savannah.
Like, worse than the Housewives.
We didn't have no air conditioning. We were in a station wagon and it was hot. Like, I don't remember much about Savannah's like made the come up apparently since I was a kid. But when I was a kid, we were like, it's boring, it's hot.
Made the come
and it takes forever to get there.
But that's so funny.
That was childhood's perspective.
That's funny. And then we got Monique and Portia get into a little bit of a
yes.
fight. Okay, Monique, taking the producer's direction.
Yes, she is. She won her spot, y'all.
But here's where we'll finally see some like and something interesting out of Portia. Bring up her ex-husband, and she's all ready to fight and talk and either bash him or stand up for him, because who knows what.
Hopefully
her.
We'll get some new information other than, oh, he ain't give me no money.
I know.
He kind of was strong-arming me.
I'm over them, but hopefully Monique brings in some new light. And every time they go out of town, it's good.
Yeah.
Something good always happens. So on that note, we will see you guys next week. We miss you, Jesse. And you can follow Jesse at DJ Jesse J on Twitter, me at Steph Bauer TV.
And me at Stuart Starlet.
And we will see you guys next week. Oh, wait. I don't know about next week because
it's Christmas. So we might have to do like a double catch-up after that.
Yeah, we'll definitely be doing a double catch-up. But you can tweet us because we will watch the episode, as I'm sure you guys will too. So tweet us any information you guys have. And we will see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.